It's a firefighting foam made from soy flour that is safer to the environment, safer to the users because of the PFAS. That's the big talk in the news that's in the firefighting foam.
And that's Pat Mullooly, president of the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, talking about soy foam. It's the first and only firefighting foam that's made from soybeans and offers an alternative to using chemicals.
So it's very safe to the environment, safe to the users. And we were able to talk to the chemist as well. And he said, I knew I could get soy to foam up. It's just a matter of getting the right formulation for those firefighters. They can get 3% of that solution coming out of the end of their hose is this soy foam. And it foams up and it kind of coats and smothers that fire out.
And much like other products developed by the Indiana Soybean Alliance and United Soybean Board, such as PoreShield Concrete Protectant and soy-based shoes made by Skechers, the firefighting soy foam presents another new market for soybean producers.
And it's not a huge market of soybeans as far as usage. I mean, they were throughout a figure of 12 million bushel a year to start. And in the grand scheme of things, that's not a lot. But obviously, we all know somebody that's had a fire or somebody that's a firefighter in your family, and they're all exposed to this. So it really touches all walks of life. And it really could be a big deal and a very good product for the environment, for the safety of those firefighters.
The firefighting soy foam will be manufactured by Premier Polymers based in Dalton, Georgia. Read more at HoosierAgToday.com and the Hoosier Ag Today mobile app. I'm CJ Miller.